God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You can know God's mind for this day by spending time in God's Word. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. When I was a kid, Mom often would give me tasks to do. And if I ever asked her, why do I need to do this? Why do I need to take the trash out right now? Why do I need to make my bed? Mom would say, because I said so, which was good enough reason for me. Sometimes in your life, you are going to be asking for reasons for which you have no answer. And sometimes faith is relying upon God for the answers. In Mark chapter 11, Jesus was coming to Bethany at the Mount of Olives, and he sent two of his disciples ahead of him into town, into Jerusalem, to get a donkey, a colt of a donkey. And he says in verse 3, "And if any man ask you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither." So if people ask you why you're taking this donkey from a house you may know nothing about, just tell them the Lord sent us to do this, and he will send them back. And that's exactly what happened. They found this colt tied exactly as Jesus had said he would. And certain people said that stood by said, "What do ye loosing the colt?" And they said unto them, "Even as Jesus had commanded," and they let them go. So here's a story of a mundane task with no obvious reason that Jesus gives them other than, "I'm sending you to do this." And when people ask why you were taking this donkey, just tell them that the Lord has said to do this. Well, as it turns out, they were not asked why they were doing what they were doing. They were asked what they were doing. And it's interesting to note that the answer Jesus had given them in preparation was really more of a question of what they were doing than why they were doing it. When they were asked, "What do ye loosing the colt?" they answered, "The Lord hath need of him, and he'll send him back." That is, send the donkey back. Now, look, when we trust the Lord for the answers that we need, it does a couple things for us. One, it puts our mind to rest as to the reason. Why are we to do what we are doing? Now, sometimes you may know and sometimes you may not, but there is a reason. You know, in the story of King Saul being anointed king of Israel, he was chasing his father's donkeys because they'd gotten away. And God had told the prophet, "Today I'm going to send a young man to you. You're going to anoint him king of Israel." So on Saul's side, he thought he was just chasing donkeys he could not find. And when he wasn't able to find them, he decided, "Hey, let's go ask the prophet if he knows where our donkeys are." On the prophet's side, God had said, "I'm sending a man to you, and he's coming so that you can anoint him king of Israel." So the long and short of that is that Saul thought he was chasing donkeys when the fact is he was following God. And sometimes you may not understand the reason for why you must do what you must do. Let me just tell you that it's comforting to know that God knows the answer. So faith is oftentimes just relying upon the Lord for the answer. It not only gives us an answer for the reason, it gives us an answer for the importance of what we are doing. You know, in Mark chapter 9, Jesus told the disciples of what would happen. He'd be delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, that is the Lord, he shall rise the third day. And they understood not that saying and were afraid to ask him. You know, sometimes you wonder, how could Jesus tell his disciples what was going to occur so many times and they not get it? Well, in Mark's gospel, one of the reasons is because when they didn't understand, they were afraid to ask. Sometimes we feel compelled to give an answer when we don't have an answer. Someone asks you a question or they ask your advice and you're flattered that they've asked you for advice. And so, wham, you give them an answer, whether you have the answer or not. It's liberating to be able to say, "I don't know." Someone asks you a question, you say, "I don't know," if you don't know. So did these disciples understand the importance of what they were doing? The answer is no, they did not, but Jesus did. One final thing is that faith is relying upon the Lord to give you the answer, and that is certainly true with the big picture. These disciples did not know what was going to come, what we sometimes call the triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't know that. In fact, the fact is I've cheated you today. I've read the first 6 verses of a story that's not a story. This little incident is part of the bigger story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem. This is not about 2 disciples getting a donkey. It's about Jesus riding into Israel and fulfilling the prophecies written about him. It's a little like when you read a novel, if you do. You read a long, you know, what my daughter used to call a chapter book. That is a book without pictures and more than one chapter. You know, you got 10 chapters and you get all these little details that seem insignificant. And then in the last 2 chapters, maybe the last chapter, wham, everything comes together and there's irony and the mysteries are solved and the answers are given. That is to say, the small details in chapter 1 seemed insignificant, but they had a significance that were brought to bear later on and at the end of the story. Now, the big picture here is Jesus the Messiah. The little picture was getting a donkey for him to ride. They didn't see any reason. They didn't see any importance. They didn't see the big picture in this, but Jesus did. And friend, he always does. So I don't need to see the big picture in order to know that there is one. What I do know is that what we've read this morning is not the story. It's just the preface to the story. It's an important part of the story. It's a significant part of the story, but it's not the story. In your story today, you may not always have the answers. You may not always know the reasons. You may not always know the big picture. In fact, indeed, you do not know the big picture, but the Lord does. And faith is often relying on the Lord to give the answers you need.